giving a sermon on Christmas Eve. Bishop Barber recently joined with over 1,000 faith leaders in the United States calling for a Christmas truce in Ukraine. Other signatories include the Reverend Jesse Jackson of Rainbow Push, Professor Cornel West of Union Theological Seminary, Rabbi Arthur Waskow of the Jewish Renewal Movement, Reverend Jim Wallace of the Georgetown Center on Faith and Justice, Reverend Liz Theo Harris of the Cairo Center for Religion, Thepa An, the Plum Village Buddhist Community. Bishop William Barber spoke at the Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina, where he's been pastor for 30 years. He just announced he's retiring as the church's pastor to become the founding director of the new Center for Public Theology and Public Policy, Yale Divinity School. That does it for our show. To see the whole speech, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
What do we mean when we talk about senility?
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial.
Coming this Monday, January 9th, at 2 p.m. on the Monday Sampler, Jack Webb returns in the hard-boiled crime drama Pat Novak for Hire.
Now look, I'm behind the eight ball again.
Isn't it getting kind of crowded back there?
Somebody strangled the guy and put him in my broom closet.
When did you find him?
I didn't. Hellman did. There's a girl named Connie Riley looks good for the job.
Why doesn't Hellman book her then?
He's still picking up the pieces. The dead guy is Kurt Toomey. He was set to smuggle in some microfilm. It says here I'm contact. You gotta help me, Jocko.
You've got me confused with the travel agency.
I want you to hop to headquarters. Get all the dope.
Yes, it'll be two-fisted dialogue that's so bad you just can't get enough of it. It's Jack Webb as Pat Novak in Jack of Clubs. That's this Monday. On the Monday Sampler, January 9th at 2 p.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, a conservative southern state overturns an abortion ban. Oregon has the highest voter turnout rate in the nation. And in international news, China eases COVID-based restrictions. Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, January 6, 2023. I'm Josh Salem. Last November, Oregon had the country's highest voter turnout rate. It's the first time this has ever happened. 61.5% of all eligible citizens in Oregon cast a ballot in the election, beating second-place Maine by 0.05%. Oregon has had a proportionally high turnout rate since it implemented its then-unique vote-by-mail system 25 years ago. However, the numbers have really jumped up since the state's motor voter law went into effect in 2015. That law automatically registers people to vote when they get a driver's license. The November election did have some important items. The governor's race had three well-known candidates, and measures on gun restrictions, health care as a constitutional right, removal of slavery exceptions in the Constitution, and limits on walkouts by state lawmakers all appeared on the ballot. Phil Kiesling, former Oregon Secretary of State and pioneer of the full voting at home effort in Oregon, is now board chair of the National Vote at Home Institute. That group wants mail-in ballots to be available to all voting Americans. The South Carolina Supreme Court just struck down a ban on abortion, saying the restriction violates the state constitutional right to privacy. The decision marks a significant victory for abortion rights advocates in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in June. South Carolina S1, passed in 2021, in effect since June, banned abortions taking place after detection of what the state called a fetal heartbeat, with exceptions for fetal anomalies, risk to the life of the mother, or some cases of rape or incest. Effectively, the ban could be as early as 4 to 6 weeks after conception, long before most women know they are pregnant. In addition, the term fetal heartbeat is controversial because a heart with chambers